little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So regarding mentioning the bit about examination,
yeah,
does that comes actually? I mean, does that depends on what the patient is coming with?
Yes, like, I think that's right, because this
depression. Or,
yeah, I think. I mean, you're going to do a mental state examination, aren't you? But perhaps you wouldn't. That's quite an interesting question, isn't it?
I think that depends, because I think if they were expecting, they'll be like, okay, you haven't examined me when they're coming, and I'd say, well, there's no need for an examination. But actually,
well, it might be quite interesting. You've now intrigued me. What would an appropriate signposting of the mental state examination be? Because I think probably that precise term would be a little frightening to patients. But indicating, I'll ask, you know, I don't know, really.
Maybe perhaps saying that I'm going to need to ask you some detailed questions about how your mental health has been recently, how your mood has been, what sort of thoughts you've had.
Why don't you practice it? Go on.
I quite like using the term emotional health rather than mental health. It's less kind of pejorative. There's the potential of it being a little bit difficult, isn't it, to talk about mental health. But, yeah, I think that's absolutely fine to signpost that you're going to talk a little bit about your emotional health, rather than, it seems more appropriate to talk about your emotional health rather than do any sort of examination in this situation. Does that sound okay to you?
Yeah. Erin, do you want to have a go at that?
I don't know.
Yeah. So we'll keep Erica.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, or the patient, it doesn't really matter, does it? No. We're practicing the signpost.
Yeah.
So we're imagining now that some mental health, you know, some mental health symptoms have been presented. So actually, we better make you not Erica, had we? Just give your patient a different name. That got us into the exercise very well. If you do, there was some of the concern you want, however that's going to be. What did Keith say exactly? Because it was beautiful. Was there some other issue you were planning to raise, apart from what you've told me? Mm-hmm. And Jane's going to say no. And then you can do your signpost. And the suggestions include Keith's emotional health thing. I think if you could find a way to indicate that you're going to ask some questions to find out what's going on, and then some questions designed to find out how a cycle of, you know, do you know what I mean? There is a difference. Some way of describing separately, gathering more information, and doing some sort of structured review of your thought process. You said thought processes, didn't you?
I
think that's what you
used.
I think that could work, because that's not very threatening, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a separate consultation?
A different consultation. Okay. Some mental health symptoms have been presented, and you're going to screen the agenda with, was there some other issue you're planning to raise apart from what you've told me?
Okay.
You know, we haven't got what you told me. No, you've got everything there. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to just deploy a sort of a whole consultation signpost.
Yeah.
And just have a go at it, yeah?
Okay, have a go.
Yeah, well, then, you know, if it doesn't work, you'll get some feedback, and if you get some new ideas, you can put them into action again for us, please. Thank you.
Okay, all right. So, from what you've told me, I think it would be really helpful to have a bit more of a chat about it. But before I do that, could you tell me, was there anything else that you were wanting to discuss today?
No.
Okay. So, I think what might be helpful for myself is if I could ask you some more questions about how you've been feeling emotionally in the past few weeks, how things have been generally with your mood, and perhaps a little bit about how things have been at home and perhaps at work as well. And if I could go into a little bit of detail about those things and about how your thoughts have been and how you've been feeling in yourself. Then perhaps we can then come to some sort of agreement about how we proceed further from there.
Yeah.
Does that sound reasonable to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty good to me, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you for putting that into action. Yeah. Do you want to debrief it then? Say what you were trying to achieve and how you felt you did, then we'll get feedback from Maisa, and then we'll ask.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a shot in the dark because I've not really done that before.
Yes.
And especially because it's not like a standard physical health consultation with that sort of structure. It is different. But I still feel giving a little bit of a plan to the patient beforehand of what to expect.
Yeah.
And to expect that we're going to come to a shared sort of plan towards the end. I think for me that felt like that was a good way to go.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know how you felt, Lisa.
I think, yes, I totally agree, because I worked in psychiatry in one of the posts, and I remember that there was a patient who actually kind of presented, who was really in a state
she was quite acutely unwell.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing when I came in, she was like, please don't touch me, please don't touch me. And I thought if I had kind of debriefed her, you know, if I had the structure in my mind and at least showed her that there's no touching here,
yeah,
just going to be all
just
about
talking.
Yes,
yeah.
Talking.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of meet the expectation,
yeah,
that would have made things mm-hmm. better for the patient.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
Noran? Usually I try to pick up words from the patient, like when they say they're emotional, I'll say, okay, we're going to talk about something,
yeah,
about your emotions. Because I'm feeling low, I'll say, okay, we'll talk about your low mood. So usually it's better to pick up
what
they're saying, so it's acceptable for them,
yes,
so they don't feel odd.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I try to use their own words.
Yeah. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
I might just ask you, generally if you've tried something a little bit complicated new, the first shot, and actually it was you got it concise on the first go. That's the exception, actually, rather than the norm.
Yeah.
And normally, and probably this in some ways, this was more. We hadn't sort of this was kind of a there was yes, it was there was more novelty in this, so it's not surprising. Well, it's normal this way around.
Yeah.
I suppose what I'm trying to say is often if you try it a second time, you'll be more concise.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can possibly bear it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you fancy having, I think we're essentially saying do the same thing again.
Yes.
But I think you will find it possible, having done it once and had a bit of a think,
yeah,
almost certainly you'll be a bit more concise,
mm-hmm,
which will be even more effective.
Okay.
That's my hint. And I think just go right away with there was some other issue you were planning to raise apart,
okay,
from what you told me, yeah, and then
yeah,
go into it, yeah?
Okay, sure. Okay, so was there some other issue that you were wanting to raise today apart from what we've already discussed? Okay, so if it's okay with you, Jane, I'd like to ask you some more questions about how you've been feeling, about your mood, about how your emotional health has been recently, and how things have been in your life, and a little bit about how your thoughts have been.
Okay.
And then hopefully we can come to a plan at the end of that to figure out where we go forward from there. Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. More concise.
Well, it almost invariably the case,
yeah,
when you've tried something very,
yeah,
radical,
yes,
the opportunity to try it, collect your thoughts, and then try again.
Yeah.
That was great, wasn't it? Around the room. I'm speaking for everyone here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And listen, I've learned something here because the more physical one is something that I've coached and practiced before. But the signposting, this including a mental health examination, this is my view of this. I think this business of saying and find out about how your thoughts have been is a very gentle way of saying there'll be a mental state examination, isn't it? The general consensus in the room on that?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, well done. Thank you very much for the very beer. Yeah.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.